Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to another episode, man. You already know what we do. We drop gems on how you can monetize your email list so that you can get some more sales, man. You know, it's very important that you know how to monetize your email list. If you got a business, you know, online business, even if an offline business, because you never know when social media is going to kick you to the curb or do some funny stuff, right? They're already funny already, right? So today, man, I'm gonna drop some gems on you guys, as usual. You know what I'm saying? Like, share, subscribe. If you like the content, if you're rocking with the content and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so yo, yesterday, man, some crazy shit went down. So I woke up this morning, right, and jump on my computer, turn on the computer. The damn computer wouldn't turn on, right? It just wouldn't turn on. You know, 5 years of service, right? And just out of the blue, it just wouldn't turn on, right? I honestly believe that these people who make these computers, they put a little time bomb in there. So once it passed the warranty period, and you know, let's give him a year and a half after the warranty period, and then let's just blow up on his ass, right? Let's just do small little explosion, blows up the thing. Thing don't want to work, right? And I was just like, man, fuck it. Let me just buy another one. I really don't, you know, like, I'm not going to buy a computer off of the internet anymore, because the last time I bought my computer, man, it took me. It was delivered 3 times to the house. They wanted somebody to sign for it. Nobody was there to sign for it. They moved it to some facility way across town. I had to drive my ass all the way just to sign for the damn laptop. You know, the laptop game. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to Best Buy. So I'm in Best Buy now. And I'm trying to figure out which laptop can I buy that's not going to screw me, because there's so many laptops nowadays. Back in the day, it was Dell, HP. You're going to get a Dell, you're going to get an HP. Now it's like Dell, HP, you know, Acer, Asus, Thinkific, all these other little. I'm like, can't focus, right? And I don't want no powerhouse. I just want a computer. You know, I write emails, and you know what I'm saying? I'll record my podcast on there. But that's it. Like, I'm not doing no crazy stuff like video editing, graphics, and all that crap. Nah. I don't have nah. Right? So, anyway, I'm there trying to focus, and then there's this kid, this 5-year-old kid, start acting a fool. Like, I was standing up beside his dad, right? And I'm looking at the computer, he's looking at the computer. And then this kid just started acting out. I guess he wanted the cell phone, and his father wouldn't give him the cell phone, right? And I'm just like, slap him already, you know? I'm like, damn, Joe, you messing up, man. Slap this mother, you know? It's like, but I get it, you know, I get it. We're in the age where you can't put your hands on your kid, or else CPS is going to be in your ass. Kid going, what they call it? They can emancipate themselves from all kind of shit, man. And, you know, that's a clear example of what happens when you use social media as a babysitter. It's very tempting to give the kid the phone to shut him up when he's a baby. But when that kid gets grown, they're going to be addicts. They're going to be addicted to social media. And then, like, you never know what your kid is watching, bro. You never know. Everybody talk about, oh, it got these parental controls and all that shit, man. Nobody don't be using that. Then when your son is talking funny and walking funny and acting funny, you wonder why. Because he's watching funny stuff, right? He's watching funny stuff. Anywho. So anyway, I'm just like, this social media thing is addicting, man, because just the other day, man, I deleted my Instagram. I had to delete my Instagram because I think I was addicted to that shit. just a slight addiction. Like, ever since I got off of that shit, my productivity has been up. My nerves are better. Like, I don't really worry about dumb shit. Like, I don't, you know, it's just... Sales have been up because I've been more productive. I'm reading more. More reading gives me more emails, email material, you know? And it's just like, I'm able to even the time I'll be... Like, you could be, like, look. A lot of people think that they're marketing on social media, but they're really getting pimped. Like, who's pimping who? Right? Everybody talk about pimping social media for fun and profit. But who is pimping who? Right? Like, I used to think, oh, I'm marketing on social media. Right? And for 2 years, bro, 2 years, I had the same follow count. Right? Every day the CEO would come online and he would say, well, you know, we're doing this, we're doing that, we're trying to make it more creative experience for this. And, you know, everybody's saying, oh, do reels. Reels is what's working right now. Reels is what's in right now. So my dumbass is like everybody else doing reels. Thank God I didn't do the dancing crap. There's a line, you know? But it's like people don't understand how time consuming it is to create a reel. And then, no, I bought this course, and the course was saying, hey, you need to post 5 reels a day. And I'm like, I ain't doing that shit. 5 reels a day? You know how long it takes to do 5 reels a day? And then if your reel don't have the proper music behind it, if it don't have the proper... fuck that, man. I'm not doing that no more, right? And people think we're... You think you're doing something, but you're not really doing nothing. And you might be like, what about the views, bro? What about the views? Let me tell you about them damn views, man. If somebody watched the thing for 1 second, that's counted as a view. Social media is not necessarily a marketing tool. It is the metrics are not designed for us marketers. Like, a 1 second view, how the hell you going to sell somebody on a 1 second view count? Right? So it's like, it's not. And then for me, I don't know. I guess I did not win the social media lottery, right? So I don't have a lot of followers on none of my shit, right? None of my stuff. When I was selling my credit courses and whatnot, I had like 2,000 subscribers, and I had that 2,000 subscribers for a year and change. It is what it is, right? Don't get emotional about it. What you want to do is focus on just pulling people off of that shit. Right, focus on getting them on your email list. The majority of people on social media that follow you, right, they won't buy from you. Even if the stuff that you're selling them is save their life, like they could be dying of poison, and you're going to them as like, yo, look, bro, I got this needle right here, right, and inside this needle is the antidote. And if you take it, no, instantly you recover, you live your life, you'll be able to do this, that, and the third, right? You live a long life, and they won't. They'll ask you, well, what's the guarantee? Are there any guarantees? You know, what's your refund part? Like, nah, fuck you, man, right? It's like, you know, it's like time wasters on there, and let me tell you why. So I deleted my Instagram. And me, like a dumbass, started another one. Right, because I thought, yeah, maybe I was shadow banned. But then when I deleted my Instagram, I didn't go back on there for a couple of days. Like, I just didn't feel the energy to waste on doing that, because I was getting results without it, right? And I said, you know what, let me look at it. I opened it, I had like 40 followers. Now, how the hell can you have 40 followers, right, and not have any posts, nothing? What y'all following me for? If you know what I'm saying, like, I haven't displayed any value. What you following me for? Get off my shit. Right? Because if you're not gonna buy from me, don't mess with me. Right? And that is why I love email so much, because people who come on your email list, something brought them to you. They took action for something that you had, right? That's why I love emails so much. Now, do I still use some form of social media? Yeah, because, you know, there are people on there, right? I'm not just going to throw the whole shit away, especially when I have a small email. My email list is not big. I know how to monetize the hell out of it, right? By serving the people on my list, give them what they want. But I'm not going to just, you know what I'm saying? It's not big enough yet to where I can be like, all right, well, screw you, social media. But I am slowly weaning myself off of it. Like, ever since I stopped going on, stopped messing with Instagram, I tried doing TikTok for a while. It didn't work out for me. I deleted it. More productivity. My mind is clearer. I can read better. My attention span is recovering. Because I remember one time I couldn't read a paragraph without putting down the book and scrolling on that damn thing. I'm serious. Like, I'm just telling you to read. Right? And you'll be surprised, man. It's like getting a cleanse. You know? It's like cleansing your colon. Right? So what does... I know I'm going all over the place, but I'm trying to find my track. But yeah, so don't just abandon it totally. Let me tell you what I do. I have YouTube, because, you know, YouTube got some serious people on there. Because YouTube is like a search engine. And then I have a blog. So you might be thinking, oh, blog, man, damn, blog, that shit painful. Guys, there's a way you can... Blogging is so easy. Like, blogging is something... And that goes in once you, like, know what you're doing. Like, blogging is just so easy. Like, I don't even write the blog post, because my blog is really and truly an archive of my emails. That's it. And my emails are designed to sell. My emails are not designed to be wishy-washy and give value. I don't give no, not value, nurturing. People talk about nurture series. I give value, but I'm not nurturing nobody. I'm not giving you no free shit. I'll give you the free shit, but I'm gonna ask you to take part in my offer. I mean, anybody with sense, I take that back. Anybody who's been taught by anybody with sense knows that just giving value and not asking for anything in return is a waste of time. We're in this to make money, right? I don't walk around with no damn robe and beads and sacrifice. I'm here to make money. And how I make money is by helping other people with their problems. Right? My marketing system is just something to make it, you know, measurable and all that kind of stuff. Right? So I have a collection of archives, and I just throw them on a blog, and I get SEO traffic. And SEO traffic is people who are serious, because, you know, they're not on, they have social media, but they prefer to read the blog. You know, readers are leaders. They make up their mind and they're serious, right? So I don't have no problems, right? And I got my little podcast. Once again, people who listen, you know, they tend to take action and all that kind of stuff, right? So, if you want some more tips, tricks, tools of the trade, how to monetize your email list so you can sell more information, products, get more clients, I want you to go on my YouTube channel. If you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe now. And then join my email list, right? My email list is going to show you the top 3 things you need in order to monetize your email list right now, right? Once you have these things, you don't have to be, like, if you like using webinars, go ahead, keep doing webinars. But if you don't like doing no damn webinar, if you don't like spending 2 hours getting those slides together and all that kind of crazy stuff, then, you know, this thing is good for you. If you don't like doing no damn 5-day challenges, like, 5-day challenge, you need a team to do that shit, bro. I don't want to take 5 days just to sell something. I don't think it should take that long, right? I'm not selling timeshare. I'm selling my products, my training, right? Shouldn't take five days to sell you on that, right? it shouldn't even take 5 days for me to teach you the shit that I know, right? So, yeah, bro. Get the free video. The link is in the bio. And I'll see you in the next video. All right? Peace.